You love doctors. Here's a dermatologist answering skin questions from Twitter. So you can get real questions from a dermatologist without having to go to the doctor.
Okay, that's good. That's free.
The worst thing you can do for your skin is go tanning. Not only do they cause skin cancer, but they also accelerate aging rapidly. Hi, I'm Dr. Maneev Shah, and this is Skin Support.
No,
okay, hang on. Hey, stop. I'm going to stop him right there. Everybody and their mother knows that the sun is bad for your skin, and it ages you, and it gives you... Literally, everybody knows that. That's why every single doctor everywhere, every dermatologist tells you to put sunscreen on every day, whether it's sunnier or cloudy, wear a hat. Is this the advice that this idiot's going to give me? Because this is something that everybody knows.
No, nobody knows. Because when I went to the beach on Long Island, nobody knew. They all look like bacon.
They didn't care. They knew. They just didn't. It's like people that smoke. They know it's bad for them. They do it anyway.
No, they go out there and lay until they're fried. Every single one of them. And you can't walk on that beach. There's so many people.
I know. I'm not saying that they know. They're well aware. If you said to them, can you get skin cancer from laying in the sun? Oh, yeah. I don't give a fuck. That's Long Island for you.
But I look good now. Well, what about next week? No. Screw next week. I look good now.
Don't worry about it then.
At Young Forehead, great username. Should you or shouldn't you pop your pimples?
Should you or should you not pop your pimples?
Yes, you should.
You should?
Pop your pimples and then put medicine on it.
He's going to say no, I guarantee
it. I'm trying to settle a debate. All right, let's settle this debate right now. Anyone who follows me knows I am very much against popping your pimples.
See, told you. They don't like it. They want you to have just a big zit on your face.
They can lead to infections. They can lead to scarring. We have to think about what causes a pimple or where is the pimple in your skin in general. It's actually stuck inside your hair follicle unit or basically inside your pore. So this pimple is a little pus filled inside this pore. Why do we still have pimples? Now it's restrained there, which is fine. It's not going to cause any scarring at this point. The second that you pop it,
we can stop COVID now. Why can't we
rupture the hair follicle and it damages the surrounding collagen?
I mean, seriously, this has been around since the cavemen. You can't figure it out. If you say it's in the hair follicle, well, figure it out. And
because of all that inflammation. So that's where you get scarring. So definitely don't pop your
pimples. I don't have hair on the corner of my nose. I get my pimples on the corners of my nose. There's no hair follicle.
If you don't want that post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation that sticks around forever, there are so many good spot treatments out nowadays that eliminate your pimples pretty quickly without you having to pop them.
I pop them anyway. Thank you.
Why is there no cure for hair loss?
Exactly. Why? It's 2022.
I wish there was, because everybody, including myself, suffers from hair loss. We don't have an answer yet. Hopefully one day in my lifetime, we will have an answer. But all of our
we can cure COVID
cells go through.
Okay.
Basically
doc. It's in your DNA. You have balding is in your DNA. It's part of your genetics. So until you can go into the DNA strand and find which exact DNA strand is responsible for balding and then find a way to change that, it's not going to happen.
No, they can have like a spray paint.
Programmed death cycle. They can only live so long. They're all meant to replicate a certain amount of time.
Well, to make shampoo that's really, really good and makes hair grow.
And then eventually die off.
It's 2022. What's wrong with you?
Cells are exactly the same way.
And why are you wearing scrubs on a video?
Once they die off, you really can't get them back.
To let you know he's a doctor.
Oh, okay.
Treatments.
But I can buy scrubs. So, you know.
Dermatology that can actually stop the hair loss process.
I like those figs
ones.
They're like kind of skinny scrubs. They look good.
Skinny scrubs?
Yeah,
by this company called Figs.
Figs
back, but nothing that's a complete cure at this time.
Wow, hopefully
one day we do. But if we ever have a cell that were to continue to replicate forever and ever,
okay, dogs don't lose hair. I mean, they lose hair, but they grow it right back. You don't see a bald dog. You never go, that is a balding dog. So why?
Yeah, that's because it's their DNA. It's in their DNA.
So give me dog DNA.
Between
dogs don't have zits and dogs don't have hair loss.
Last long enough.
Oh, dogs have zits.
Do they?
Produce hair shafts.
Yeah, I pop them. I pop the dog's zits.
not last long enough that it turns into a cancer. Rocking It For You asked,
I pop the dog's zit and then I put some Neosporin in it.
So he wants to know, rocking for you, how safe are tanning boots?
I used to go tanning all the time. As a result of that, I ended up developing skin cancer at the age of 31 when nobody in my family's ever had skin cancer. And I went tanning probably over 100 times. So we know the tanning booths are going to increase your risk of skin cancer. We know that it's going to accelerate aging. As a matter of fact, you have UVB radiation and you have UVA radiation. Now, UVB radiation, UVB, B stands for bad. That's the one that damages your DNA.
I don't think it stands for bad.
It's not what it
causes skin cancer. And then UVA mostly causes...
So what does UVA stand for? Awesome.
Causes aging. Well, our tanning booths are actually mostly UVA. So not only do they cause skin cancer, but they also accelerate aging rapidly. So that's why people that use tanning beds often look much older than their age.
But they're safer.
And so they're not safe. They increase the risk of skin cancer. And if there's one thing that I do on all my social media platforms and when I get on here and I talk to all of you, is the worst thing you can do for your skin is go tanning. Cujo PD asked, "Hey Siri, how do I get rid of genital warts?"
Go to the doctor.
Not tweeting to everybody about your genital
warts. Right. I'm asking for my friend Cooper.
Warts would be a good start.
It's not for me. Cooper asked me that all the time off the
genital
air.
Warts are actually
my genital warts are a problem.
Yeah, last week, Doc, she asked me about crabs. This week, she's asking about warts.
Human papillomavirus.
And then pus. Pus came up a couple of
and
weeks
ago. And then papillomavirus can cause cervical cancer in women. And
if have you ever seen any pus like this? I know,
can
Cooper.
Also cause penile
you should go to the doctor.
If you what do I do about genital warts?
Genital warts is something you want to get treated. And it's also something.
Why Joe just run out of the house?